All right, Ma, I love you. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Going to record the podcast.
AWP? You guys are in your 40s and you're still watching wrestling? I don't even know who the champ is anymore.
It's Roman Reigns, Ma.
Still?
Yeah.
Well, let's add that to the list of things that lasted longer than your marriage.
Mom, what the fuck?
Matter of fact, let's hope this run of the podcast lasts longer than your marriage.
All right. Welcome to episode 251. I'm Credo.
And I'm your angry host, Angry Cooter.
Looking the angriest as ever. I hope I didn't make you a drink. I mean, we're coming back, Hooter. This is it. This is the...
Catchphrase is the bane of why I drink so much.
I had to come up with something years ago. How do we start the show? All right was it. And, you know, I that's my go-to. That's what I had to do it. But, Cooter, man, this is it. This is... We're in a different kind of area right now. We're not used to this. We're used to doing some webcam stuff, doing some recording on location. But this is it. We're in Beacon Podcasting right now. Beacon, New York. Sal from Beacon Podcasting is hosting our show now, another wrestling podcast. So, Cooter, this is like, it's not a comeback. It's a relaunch. It's a rebrand. Well, no, we're not rebranding it. It's a relaunch.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? It's nice because I'm used to seeing your oversized head on my little Mac screen. And you know what? This is much better. Now I get to curse at you in person.
And you get to see my normal sized head. I'm just big boned, all right? Don't worry about it. But anyway, Cooter, this is it. We're live. We're in Beacon Podcasting. Everybody check them out. AWP is back in full effect. This is a temporary home, though. We're going to be moving into a new studio in the coming weeks. We wanted to come back with the show right in time for WrestleMania season. So we're going to be talking about WrestleMania in the moments ahead on the show. We're going to be talking about what we're going to be seeing. I know some matches are still getting thrown together, but we'll get to that. It's a little Mania special comeback, right? Just in time for Mania season. But, you know, thanks to Sal and Beacon Podcasting, guys. Once again, check them out. AWP is back, guys. This is it. This is where we're going to be doing it, you know. But like I said, it's not a rebranding. It's a relaunch, right? So we're probably going to have to get everybody to like us and subscribe to us on our new home, get all that out of the way. But we still have the same socials. You know, we're still another wrestling podcast on YouTube. All of our old shows are going to be on there. Interviews, live shows that we've done. You know, so people can, you know, check us out if they haven't heard us before, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
So it all exists. But check us out. We're going to be liking and subscribing and all that fun stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened. A lot of things have happened over the past year. We came back for a special. Before last year's special, I don't think we had a show in probably a few years. So it's been like almost 4 years or almost to that we had a constant weekly episodic show. So this is it. This is the comeback tour.
All right. Well, let's get it going.
A lot of things have happened, so I don't know, no particular order, all right? So a lot of things to talk about. I mean, the biggest thing that I personally like, and we'll go right to your shirt, is CM Punk. CM Punk returned to WWE during Survivor Series of last year, left AEW after a little schmoz of fight backstage.
Yes, let's thank Jack Perry for being the world's biggest asshole and acting like a child and giving us what we needed. I think it's good to see him back in WWE as opposed to a minor league situation. He gets to do the best of both worlds because I think he's a great wrestler and I think he's a great entertainer. And you know what? I think it's the comeback that needed to happen.
You know, if you kind of look back a little bit, you can thank Jack Perry for WrestleMania 40 because if they didn't get into a fight, CM Punk wouldn't have come back, and then Punk wouldn't have gotten injured, and then threw all this whole Mania off a little bit. So it's almost Jack Perry's fault that we're getting a kind of a weird WrestleMania coming up this year. But that's here nor there. But CM Punk is back, man. One of the biggest draws in history. People love him still. Doesn't matter what he's doing or where he is. He's the number one merch seller all the time. You can come out with one shirt, and it'll be the number one seller, right? So I don't know. I'm happy. I love CM Punk. I love hearing him. He is showing his age, though. I mean, he did come back, and he got injured on his first match.
One match, and you're already on the fucking injured list? You got to be kidding me.
He did that, though, in AEW, too, didn't he? He got, like, injured after his first comeback.
How many did he have? Was it two or three different injuries? And it's sad, and they're long layoffs, because the older you get, you know, the harder it is for you to heal. And it just sucks, dude, because I think we want to see him, you know, more than we have been. I mean, they're doing the best that they can. Maybe throwing him on commentary here, throwing him on those pre-shows, dude, something is better than nothing. He's great for television. And I think if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have gotten the great deal that they got with Netflix.
No, yeah, that's probably one of the biggest reasons, knowing that kind of a name was coming in with that kind of fan power, if you will, behind it. So, I mean, I'm happy. That's one of the biggest news. I'm happy that he's home in WWE. But AEW, you know, is having their own problems with what was going on behind the scenes. But I don't know. I think CM Punk is one of the biggest news. He says he's still going to come for Mania. They're having Raw next week. They're having a Raw in Chicago. He's coming back for that. He wants to be at Mania. Could they use him for like a special ref, or probably not with his injury? I don't know what he can or can't do. But in some form or fashion, we could have CM Punk at WrestleMania 40, even if it's not wrestling.
I dig it. Let's go.
I didn't want to get to this right away, but, you know, it was one of the biggest things that happened. We don't have to go into the details.
Oh, why? That's the best part.
So there's a lot of details, but, you know, it's still yet to be proven, I guess, in a court of law or whatever happened, but there's text messages. It's Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon created the WWE. He took it from his father, made it to what it was, you know. And I don't want to get into it. Google it. Google Vince McMahon. We all know what happened.
Listen, Vince McMahon sold his company to pay for lawyers because of all the nasty stuff that he enjoys doing. And it's because of this that we get to see this year's WWE Hall of Fame recipient for the Warrior Award, Janelle Grant.
Oh, no.
Yes.
She's not getting the award.
Yes, she's getting the award. Yes.
There's still a lot of court battles that are going to have to be had. but it is funny. If you think about it, was it a year or two ago? So remember, like, he left and then he came back and he took, like, I don't know what he did. He came back for his power to sell the company pretty much. So he came back. He forced his way to the head of the table at WWE to sell the shares or sell the stock or whatever so that he could sell it to Netflix. So he came back, was able to sell it. After he sold it, they announced that they sold it. And then the news broke of, like, what happened. And it was a whole weird thing. Do you remember Stephanie McMahon came back to, like...
She came back. She left again. And I feel like,
it's like they knew it.
They knew that the shit was about to hit the fan. Let's get the payday. Because if all this comes out before we try to sell this company, it's going to be worth less. You're not going to get the deals. And you notice, all this stuff came out after the company was sold and after the big Netflix. And I want to say... Was it USA that got SmackDown?
Yeah.
Yes, and NXT is going to CW. So that's three fresh contracts, a sale of the business, and boom. Now I can pay for my lawyers. That's a nice treasure chest.
I hope they have, like, cameras in court or something, like sketch artists or something to that effect. We don't need to talk about it, but we all know what's going on. But speaking of that, you know, one of the other big topics was, you know, well, it kind of rolls into that. It was the whole Netflix deal, because that's going to have Raw at the end of the year. Raw is 3 hours. It's going to be live on Netflix. It's not going to be on the USA Network anymore. They haven't really said the details. I don't know if it's going to be commercial free or if they're going to have, like, those ads on the screen or what exactly the detail is. But it's a lot of money. They paid a lot of money just for one show, Monday Night Raw live. Maybe that'll lead to other shows, or they'll just live on Netflix in the future. But I mean, I was happy with the network as it was when it came out. It was fine. And then they moved it over to Peacock, and then it didn't have all the content. And then now they're rolling it into net. Like, it's all over the place, right? So I don't know. Do you think it's good?
I think it's just a live deal. I'm okay with it, because I think now that you're not beholden to commercials, if that's going to be the case. But then again, I mean, that was the draw of Raw for these big networks, was the advertising power. So, I mean, they haven't said it, if there's going to be commercials or not. That's going to be interesting. Are they going to do 3 full hours? Is it going to be 2 hours? And then the other interesting thing, that contract starts in January, but their contract with USA ends in October. So we got 3 months of, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
That's right.
So that should be interesting.
We still got some time till that to happen. So, I mean, that's a lot of money. And, you know, there's like a network war going on, right? So, like, HBO, or it's just Max now. Max has to have, like, streaming sports on it now. And Netflix has live stuff on it now. And, you know, I feel like it's the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, someone until they collect all the, you know, Netflix, HBO, whatever, until they have, we're just going to go back to cable, right? It's just going to be cable again. It's just one big collection of shows into one, and we'll just call it Cable, right? So regardless. So, I mean, that's still to come. That rolled into that news, though. It went from Vince. He sold it. That happened. And then in this, it was like the same week, right? The same week it was they sold to Netflix. Or no, they sold it
they gave to TKO. The TV rights to Netflix.
Yeah.
They sold the company to TKO.
So TKO owns WWE and UFC, which is another big topic. They own them. The Rock, the same week, is also now one of the CEOs in TKO. And all this news blurred together from the whole Vince saga to TKO buying WWE to them going to Netflix for Raw. It all happened within like a week or two span.
And then the Janelle Grant text messages.
And then the text messages came okay. out. You can Google them. Google it. You'll see what happened.
Oh, fantastic.
It could be allegedly, but I don't think she's faking her text messages. Crazy shit happened in the... Well, crazy stuff happened in the text messages. There was a
apparently
lot of
apparently there was some shit too, Credo.
Yeah, I know. So,
okay, moving on.
We don't have to get too far into that. But, you know, other topics that have happened. Most recently, we just missed by a few weeks, was the retirement of Sting, right? Sting has retired at the age of 65. In AEW, he was like 29-0, I believe was his, I'm pretty sure he ended his streak at 29-0, never lost, didn't give anybody the rub of a win for Sting. What do you think about that? He retires in AEW, he had matches. What did you think about the whole ending for his career in AEW and how it ended? Any thoughts on?
I hated it for two reasons. One, I felt like Darby Allin ruined that retirement match room with all his stupid fucking stunts. Glass flying into the crowd, nearly cutting people. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then the general rule is when you retire, you always go out in your back.
That's what I'm saying.
And you put somebody over. And you know what? That's the first time I've ever seen somebody retire as a tag champ in a match like that. It was utterly ridiculous. I hated the match. I watched it. Congratulations to Sting. You had a great career. But I felt like it could have been done better. They cut the pay-per-view off right when he was giving his speech. What the fuck are we doing?
Less is more, Tony Khan. Less is more, especially when it's the final match. Give that guy at least like a half-hour pad at the end just to talk or something, right? So, I mean, 29-0 didn't put anybody over. He did some few crazy spots that I didn't think a 65 or at the time 64-year-old or whatever did or would do. I mean, even going back to WWE, we never even got, like, we were talking years ago, like, it should have been Sting versus Undertaker. That would have been a great something, but they ended up doing that stupid match at Mania, where it's like, Triple H beat him with the NWO, and it was,
I wouldn't be surprised if down the road we get a cinematic match like they did with Undertaker and AJ Styles. I think it could be done right and be done safe. In a more controlled environment than just in front of a live crowd, but
yeah, give him that last WWE kind of ride. But I know it's the retirement match, and never say never. But that was one of his big draws, though, Cooter. That was one of his like big things to tune in, especially as an older fan who grew up watching Sting. You know, that was one of the things maybe to tune into AEW for, like, oh, Sting's on it, right? So that kind of like brought our generation over to it. But now he's gone, Cooter. Now he's gone. And now we have signings like Edge came over, Okada came over, the CEO, Mercedes Moné, which I didn't know when they started calling her CEO. I know they can't say boss. I guess they own that. But
I could care less about any of these fucking people.
So these guys are going to take are coming in on Sting's coattails or taking over, if you will, as the new faces. And they all went to AEW. Not one of them wanted to even go to the WWE.
Well, Edge left WWE.
Well, Edge left WWE. But they weren't really giving him matches to at the end of that, the tail of his run, his comeback over there. But even, do you think Okada, Mercedes, or Will Ospreay will help do anything with the ratings?
No, but I think they're in the right spot. I'm happy that Edge finally got to do a program with Christian. I think that's great for him. I think Christian is probably the greatest thing in AEW, but that's my opinion. Okada is not a needle mover for me. I was never really... you know, that kind of guy, but he's a wrestler. AEW is a wrestling company. He's not really entertaining. God, Will Ospreay, after seeing what WWE did with Ricochet, I think for Will, AEW was the right place for him. I just don't see a guy his size being able to get over in WWE that way.
So that's the biggest thing I think with AEW is that they get these big names in, but they don't really know what to do with the big names in a way, right?
And it's like a shiny new toy every other week.
Yeah, and like, I mean, look, Edge came in and he slowly faded to like wrestling nobodies, and he's a big name. He's a Hall of Famer. He's like one of the biggest names of the past decade, and he should be at the top still doing top things as a top star. And it slowly fades. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, Mercedes Moné's debut sparked a huge ratings increase for them. I'm trying to look at the numbers. It drew 801,000 viewers with a 0.27 rating. It was up 3% from the week prior.
3%. Oh my God. Is that, you paid millions of dollars for 3%.
But that was also in Boston too. So it was her hometown. We all knew she was coming back. It wasn't even a surprise. Like it was everywhere online that, all right, she's going to debut.
We
tonight,
see all these debuts. You get a huge ratings pop. Let's see if those ratings stay up, because I don't think they will. She's not a needle mover for me. I think she's a great talent. She's a great wrestler. She can talk her ass off. She's got a great look, but she's got to be able to fucking move that needle and keep it going.
With Sting gone, with these new names coming in, we'll see what happens. Cooter, though, you know, that was some of the stuff that happened during this year. Some of the biggest topics. I know there's other topics. So we're going to have to make this show into a little bit kind of a different thing. Cause like every other podcast out there is running down every show. They're talking about what happened on Raw this week, what happened on AEW, what happened on SmackDown. We did some of that.
It's nearly impossible to be a super fan nowadays that way, because there's just too much content to watch. I remember trying to get prepared every week so I can talk about anything and everything.
3 hours on Monday, 2 hours God. On Friday, another 2 hours. It's a
Has the way you job. Consume the product changed for you?
Yeah, man. I think COVID killed my streak, if you will. Because before COVID, I was watching Raw live every week. That was like my go-to live. I'm sitting down. Everything else was DVR'd, but I'd still watch it, just not live right away.
Right.
But I would watch it. But when COVID happened, it became empty arena matches. And I'm like, I'm watching these guys train. Like, I can't watch this.
Yeah.
Thank you for trying to give the fans something during this crisis of a time. But it was like, all right, we could have just played like documentaries from that was on the network on the air instead of showing these shows where it was empty arenas, no sound. And like the audience, the crowd, they're like the third man, right? You need that atmosphere during these kind of things, or else you're just watching practice. If you know what I mean? Like it's.
I can't watch live anymore. I feel like for me, it's mostly YouTube clips at this point. I follow the storylines that are intriguing to me. Every once in a while, I'll sit down and watch a full episode of Raw, or I'll watch a full episode of SmackDown. But the amount of consumption, way down.
Yeah.
So you really have to give me something special for me to sit there and be invested. Because, hey, listen, it's a lot. I mean, three different shows for AEW at this point. I think... What, WWE's got three at this point, main roster, including NXT type of shows. And it's just, I can't.
And so even going back to the Netflix
thing. You know what I realized, Credo? I love pussy more than I love watching wrestling. I love to get laid. And when you're watching 3 hours on a Monday, 2 hours on a Friday.
It cuts into the time.
Listen, we can't do this. I got things to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode is brought to you by Patron.
No, it's not. You can't do that.
So, you know, I get it. No, it is consuming, because, like, I wonder if that deal with Netflix, I hope they can kind of give them just 2 hours. I don't need 3 hours. Like, 2 hours is good enough, or some kind of other variety show. But, you know, we have a lot to talk about. Well, in the coming weeks, we're going to get to other topics, big topics. We'll get into it even longer, because we're not going to just run down every show we watch every week. We're going to try to stick to the biggest things that are happening in that time frame, right? We'll talk about the biggest news. But, Cooter, we're here for one thing and one thing only today, and that's a WrestleMania special.
WrestleMania 40.
That's right. We're not...
And Janelle Grant getting put in the Hall of Fame. That's right.
She's not going in the Hall of Fame anytime soon, yeah, but she's probably going to get a good payday at the end of the end.
Who do you think is going to get a bigger payday at Mania weekend? Janelle Grant or Roman Reigns or The Rock?
I mean, Roman still does that? We can't. All right. So that's what he does. Anyway, so WrestleMania is coming up. It's in Philadelphia. WrestleMania 40. Cooter, I don't feel like it's WrestleMania 40. I mean, we have four guys pulling double duty, which we'll talk about. I mean, well, okay, three guys pulling double duty. One guy, The Rock, which we'll talk about at the end. But let's start from the bottom, work our way up, if you will.
Fair enough.
For this WrestleMania card. All right, so we have brother versus brother. Jimmy versus Jey Uso. Yeet versus no Yeet. You know, I kind of feel bad. I mean, I feel like Jey, you know, I feel like I kind of wish he was still in the Bloodline saga. It's just to, you know, because it's a big Bloodline story this year.
Yeah.
I would have been cool to see him a part of that story, but since, you know, they got separated within the last year, did his own thing, probably one of the biggest single stars now that they have, and the crowd's behind him. They don't care about him missing the... I mean, he's the Shawn Michaels, and Jimmy's the Marty Jannetty, right?
That's the problem I have with this match, Credo, is the fact that they've done such a great job building Jey. He's been awesome. He's got the crowd behind him. And Jimmy has been relegated to being like the Bloodline bitch. And it sucks because I think he's a talented guy. He's great on the promo.
He's a good promo this last week, too, with his brother. It was great.
That was fantastic.
Do that a lot. That's why I was like, do more of that.
Yeah, instead of having your little brother Solo leaving you hanging all the time.
Never talks. He should talk.
Give him a ride. Horrible. But that's why, like, other matches, like, say, Brett and Owen work so good. Because Brett was a great face and Owen was built up as a great heel. They haven't built Jimmy up to where I'm interested in him seeing him, you know, go after his brother at Mania. So this is kind of a dud for me. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be a great match, but the buildup to me is just, eh.
No, yeah, I mean, brother versus brother, they were main eventing one night last year as a tag team champion. So this year they're going against each other. I think deep down inside it's kind of cool for their family to have the brother versus brother match at WrestleMania. Twin versus twin, right?
So how do you feel if you're the bitch?
I mean, that's the thing is like they haven't, like you said, they need to give him some wins and make it more even in the next two weeks, but it's not going to happen. But anyway, it's not bad for being a Mania match this year. So how about Rhea Ripley, one of the biggest standouts this year, and versus Becky Lynch?
I know you hate this.
There's things to be said, but Rhea Ripley's had one hell of a year, main eventing her own pay-per-view in her home country. In Australia, down in Perth a month ago, or whatever, you know, probably one of the biggest women stars, probably since Charlotte has left. I think they've built her up right. She's been one of the dominant females. I don't even want to see her lose anytime soon. And I don't think this should be a loss at Mania for her. But I mean, Becky Lynch, I mean, she's a top name. She's, I don't know.
I can't stand you sometimes.
What is that?
Okay, this is why I can't stand you.
I don't know what to say.
Because when it comes to Becky, she's still the big name, and you guys complain that she's at the top of the card. But then, if she's not at the top of the card, you sit there and say, well, she never puts anybody over. So if she puts over Rhea, there you go.
Yeah.
That's what needs to happen.
That definitely needs to happen.
I'm going
to
tell you something else.
Oh, yep.
You can look on the bright side. You could have had Becky Lynch and your girl Nia Jax.
Oh, my God. Thunder thighs. It's fucking... Jim Cornette, I'll tell you what, I want to give a plug for Jim Cornette's podcast because over the time that we've been out listening to his stuff,
yes,
he is the true voice of the voiceless, the unspoken majority, whatever, because like his takes on things, oh my God, he calls her like fridge or something. I don't know what he calls her, but I'm like,
all sorts
Jim,
of shit.
I love what you're doing here. But no, I mean, yeah, I understand. But I mean, like this match, I think Rhea has to continue her win. I think the only way she's going to lose is if somebody cashes in on her. Something to that effect, but I don't think it should lose at Mania. She's had a hell of a year, and she shouldn't lose to Becky.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so.
Not at all.
All right, well, it'll be a good match, but all right. Seth, or her husband, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Now, this championship, it's not even a year old. Is it a year old? I don't know when I got to look up the dates for that, but whatever. I mean, this is still like a brand new belt, bringing the world title back. Even though it has a big W on it now, but he's held it. He's been the first champion of it. He's held it since, hasn't lost it. Drew McIntyre, though, go back to COVID Mania, where he won the WWE Championship against Brock Lesnar in an empty stadium. Is this the chance where we're going to give Drew McIntyre that one time to shine?
I think he deserves it because I felt really bad because I remember the buildup. That was that Royal Rumble where Brock Lesnar was just dominating, and that was such a great performance, only to have him like thrown out by Drew. And that was just amazing because Brock was gonna go, I think they said he was gonna do the bell to bell, right? And sure as shit, Drew takes him out, and then COVID hits, and that sucks because that match was literally like 10 seconds. It was Claymore, 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 fuck off. Everybody go home.
I think Brock was pissed to even be there because it was such a state of emergency to, like, not supposed, you know, it was the time everybody's wearing masks. You couldn't be in the same room. And
yeah,
Vince is forcing everybody to have a Mania match now.
And I think he lived in Canada, too. So I think getting in and out of the country was a bitch.
Yeah. So, I wasn't even happy to even be there and do that. So, I mean, but going for Drew, I think Seth, from what I understand, has been, like, riddled with injuries over the past few months. Just came back. But I think he's going to look for some time off. Just to heal up a little bit more or something. I know he just got cleared to return, but I feel like he's been working through a lot of stuff. I think Drew needs to win this. At Mania, give time to shine for what he's been doing. And I mean, out of nowhere, since Punk went under, you know, with his promos and his shirt with, you know, pointing at the grave and stuff for CM Punk has been hilarious. And I feel like he's finally found his feet again. With just the lack of having some star power there with, like, missing CM Punk and stuff. So,
ready for my called it moment?
Yeah, yeah.
CM Punk, after the match, attacks Drew McIntyre. Damian Priest cashes in. You're welcome. It's going to happen. I'm telling you.
You heard it here first.
I heard it here first, bitches. If I'm wrong, we can edit this out on YouTube and fuck off.
All right. All right. Well, I mean, I'm excited for it. I just hope Seth can keep up. I mean, like I said, he's been out for a few months. He's still semi-injured, so we'll see how good this match will be. But moving right along, Cooter, we have Gunther, formerly known as Walter, against Sami Zayn, and things could still change. Guys, we are recording this. I want to bring this up because for a fact of this is March 19th, okay? When this show posts, things could have changed because everybody wanted... What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Oh, Chad Gable?
Chad Gable.
Oh, God. Mike Colon's sleeper pick? Get the fuck out of here. I'm so tired of this fucking Chad Gable.
They've been kind of pushing something to him. And then even recently on Raw, he's been like whispering to Sammy saying that he can't beat Gunther. So I don't know if they're going to turn this into like a three-way kind of a thing or something. But I don't see Sami Zayn beating Gunther too. This guy is the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time. Beat out Honky Tonk Man's streak. No one's going to beat him. You think Sami Zayn's going to beat him? Sami Zayn has already had the championship.
Sami Zayn has had a shit year after Mania last year.
They won the belts too. So he won the belts champion.
And then they lost him. And then they separated him and Kevin. And I feel like he really hasn't done.
Cause he was like main eventing last year with Roman Reigns right before Mania. And then like all that happened. And then
let's be honest though. If anybody is going to put on a big time match at WrestleMania, it's going to be Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn had what? Johnny Knoxville 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And then he had his tag match with the Bloodline last year. And those were arguably some of the best matches of both pay-per-views. And I think him and Gunther could tell a real good story. And I want to see that. I've seen him and Gable. I'm over it. It's like, I hate repeats.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel about the main event, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we have still, like, 2 weeks or so till WrestleMania, and something could happen. I feel like something's up with this match. So, I don't know. There's still a lot of things to be determined. But, you know, moving right along, there's still a few more matches till we get to the main event. We have Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, and Randy Orton for the United States Championship. Randy Orton just returned also during Survivor Series. Kevin Owens, man, was a main eventer, was a universal champion, whatever, you know, like they haven't really put him back in that spot. And he's always been trying to search for a WrestleMania match. I feel like every year, like, how are we going to get KO Mania again? And he's like one of those guys to where he was a main event player, but we just don't know where to stick him. We're sticking him in the US title match. And the champion, Logan Paul, who, whether you love him or hate him, I don't care for what he's done on YouTube or whatever, but he's been one hell of a celebrity wrestler. I mean, the guy can wrestle compared to what they've had in the years past of people trying to do this, right?
And I hate to say it because I also am not a big fan of these celebrity guys at WrestleMania, but he's been pretty much a regular for the last, 2 years at this point?
Yeah.
He's put in the time. I remember him saving Rey Mysterio's ass.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's been one of the boys, or at least it seems like, you know, he's put in the work. He puts on a hell of a show. He cuts a great promo. Dude, I'm with it. And, you know, screw you for saying KO is looking for main events. The motherfucker main evented with Steve Austin.
That was a hell of a match.
Just
Title match. That's right. I forget about that stuff.
Just remember history before you do a podcast, just buddy. Remember your history.
So who's it going to then? Is Logan Paul's dropping it? Are we going to get Randy Orton as a United States champion?
No, I don't
Kevin
think
Owens,
so.
United States?
Fuck yeah. That.
Moving on.
I don't give a shit about that match, to be honest with you.
I don't know who's going to. I think Randy Orton's going to be United States champion out of this at the end of the day. We'll see. Bayley versus Leo Sky, whatever. We could just move on. I don't know. If I
Why? You don't want to talk about the Japanese wrestlers? You doing this again?
I have no problem with Japanese wrestlers.
Yes. Yes.
I hate Nakamura. Io Sky. I'm tired of Asuka.
I say it's just this thing, bro. Just wave your white flag with the red dot on there and just be happy, bro.
I'm happy for them. But no, okay, there's been a kind of a conspiracy thing because before.
Oh, here we go.
With Bayley, like. Bayley won the Royal Rumble this year.
Uh-huh.
Goes to the main event for her choosing to wrestle for whatever championship, right? The women's or the world women's championship. She picks the WWE Women's Championship. And there's been like, I don't know. To me, she's not a good heel. I thought she was fine as a face. She's a likable. She's like one of the people that can't be, like, as hard as they try to be angry or mad, they're still like nice. And she's tried to being a heel for the past few years. And to me, it doesn't work for her character. I don't know. So her going against Io Sky, I want to say Leo Sky sometimes. I don't know why. Io Sky.
It's Io.
Io. E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
Pronounce the Japanese names correctly and show some fucking respect, goddammit.
Well, now you're going to put them into. So anyway, I don't want to get too much into it. But Bayley, does she need a moment at Mania? I mean, does she?
I don't think she's ever had one.
And she's never had one.
She's worked her ass off. She came back from. What injury did she have?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? I don't think I've ever seen her in a main event at Mania. It was always either Becky, Charlotte, or God, what's the other one?
Was it Sasha in there?
That jabroni. Yeah, yeah.
The CEO. You're now
so important.
As...
We forgot your fucking name. But yeah, she needs the moment. I think she's earned it. I mean, it is what it is.
I know. So I mean, it just I don't know. There hasn't been a good build for this. I feel like it's just they broke up the group and. Whatever. A real quick match, too. I think a topic we didn't really talk about, too, was like the rise of LA Knight. LA Knight was trending everywhere every week. His merch was the number one merch seller. But then CM Punk comes back. Randy Orton comes back. And then LA Knight kind of just starts getting pushed down the fold, right? Keeps getting pushed down the line. He was hot for a while, and people didn't know how long it was going to last. But I feel like when these other names came in, he kind of got pushed aside. He's still there, still doing his thing. But now he's going against
AJ Styles
for Mania. And like, I feel like this is just thrown together. I know he pushed him on another pay-per-view or he did something. He cost him at the Chamber because, you know, that's the Chamber. It was built to keep everybody out, but AJ made his way into it and not cost them the whatever, so.
I'm bored already, and this is why I consume the product the way that I do, because I don't give a fuck about AJ Styles right now. I want to. I don't care about LA Knight, you know. I did for a moment, and then I realized it's kind of like what Kevin Nash said. You're like a ripoff of Stone Cold and The Rock at the same time. And now we actually got The Rock back. So, you know, and the other thing is, I think his age is the reason why they're not pushing him as a top star. Yeah. You know, I mean.
Because anything could happen. Look at CM Punk.
There you go.
Anything can happen at that age and you push him to this top whatever spot and then he just falls
apart.
Same with
you.
So,
look how old your bum ass is.
I'm saying, man. We were lucky we even made it here tonight. It's my bedtime soon.
You should see me pushing him in the wheelchair. It was fantastic.
So, I mean, that's.
Thanks for the ramp, Sal.
So, you know, there's going to be some other probably matches, probably like the women's tag team matches added to this. Maybe some other the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, whatever thrown into this. For WrestleMania 40, for a big number, like into another decade, you know, of WrestleManias, I feel like it should be bigger. But here's what we're getting because of, what was his name? The Jungle Boy, I think. This is all...
Jack Perry.
I think this is all because of Jack Perry. Now we're getting this kind of match because if he didn't mess up CM Punk would never...
I think I thought I was going to be the guy to forget the names all the time.
You know, so he's been gone for 7 months too, by the way, off of TV, all because of he made... pretty much Punk lose to leave AEW. So I think Tony Khan's upset. He's been off TV for 7 months and working in Japan or something. But anyway, we're at the main event. There's two main events, main event night one, main event night two. Mm. Main event night one, let's talk about it. We have Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, your world WWE champion, versus Roman Reigns, your undisputed Universal WWE champion. and The Rock. The Rock is coming back after 10 years of being away from wrestling. I mean, we saw him at WrestleMania 29 in his last match against John Cena. He's coming back for WrestleMania 40. That was the last time he wrestled, by the way. It was John Cena.
God.
And he even got hurt during that match.
That's when he tore his
ass. And he was 10 years younger. I wake up and hurt my back. I look the wrong way and I'm out for like a week. The Rock is wrestling.
Credo pulls his groin, taking a shit now. It's great.
Granted, this tag match is going to kind of help him a little bit because he's not going to have to do as much. But at the same time, I mean, what do you feel about this? Do you feel like this tag match is a WrestleMania worthy, or is this just another thing because Jack Perry and CM Punk got messed up with the whole main event?
I think this is just the beginning of the bigger storyline for night two. Obviously, they're setting up with the stipulation. You know, if Roman and Rock win, it's bloodline rules. If not, it's going to be a fair fight.
What are your thoughts, though, before this match started? Because let's go back to the Royal Rumble. Cody Rhodes wins for a second year in a row. Mm-hmm. The next night or the next week, he gives his match to The Rock, and it was going to be The Rock versus Roman.
I don't think that was ever happening.
And then you think it was just all part of this to get us to a tag match?
I think it was. All right, here's the thing. This is why I hate rematches, because building to that is tough, right? You have to do something different so you're not telling the same story that you told last year. And introducing The Rock into that storyline was perfect for it. And the crybaby fans made it that much better because then we got a heel version of The Rock, which has made this build-up so much fun to watch. I've enjoyed every second of it. And while everybody was crying, like, dude, the Cody crybabies comment on the McAfee show, I was pissing myself at work, dying, just could not wait to watch that press conference that night. And that was one of the greatest things that I think they've ever done on fucking television.
So, all right, so you think this has just been part of the plan the whole time, right? I guess.
I think that there's been bumps in the road. I think they had other ideas, but you know what? At the end of the day, we're on the path to Mania. We got a great setup. We've had a great storyline build up. Everything's falling into place. It's like my argument for the fans is just shut up for 10 minutes and watch.
Yep.
You're just in a rush to cry like a little baby because you didn't get your fucking Happy Meal. Like, just stop.
So, okay, so with that match said, do you think, what's your prediction then for this? Because are we going to get a clean Mania match the next night? No bloodline involvement. It's just going to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. For the championship, no interference, no dusty finish. I know you want me to say that, but no dusty.
God, you're lucky I'm out of fucking tequila.
Just a clean match? I mean, is this where Rock turns on the bloodline?
No, this is bloodline rules. And night two, I got a special prediction.
The Rock?
What's that? What, you want my special prediction for night two?
Yeah.
All right. Cody's not winning, and it's going to be a double turn. I'm telling you. The Rock is going to turn on Roman because it's bloodline rules and anything goes. And when that happens, that's when, Rollins turns on Cody. And that's how that's going to go down because he's going to lose to McIntyre. And the next night on Raw, you weren't there for me in my title fight. Why should I be there for you and yours? Screw you. Or he's going to say he was in Roman's pocket the whole time. It's going to be one of the two.
Cooter, man, this belt needs to get off Roman Reigns. It has to go to Cody this year.
No.
It has to. No. He lost it last year. Two losses in a row.
Let me ask you a question.
I can't. It's got to go to Cody.
We saw the graphic of the top longest reigns.
Oh,
we got
God,
Bruno, we got Backlund, we got Hogan, right? No, honestly.
Don't do it. I know.
Hear me out. No, I'm not doing the garden thing. No. What I'm asking you is this. What do all three of those guys have in common? They're all faces.
Yeah.
Okay, Roman's the heel this whole time as a champion. You don't have a long reign as a heel, and I think it's great. It's amazing. I've enjoyed
Don't give him ideas. No. Don't give him any ideas.
Keep it's him there. Acknowledge your fucking tribal chief.
The story will be finished.
No,
the story
will
be finished.
I'm telling you.
So, okay, you're saying, though, The Rock turns on the second night. I'm almost thinking The Rock turns on the first night, costs Roman that match, and then they have, you know, kind of some kind of spat the next day where The Rock shows up as a face and helps Cody or something maybe. But because if there's not going to be – okay, let's say – Cody gets the pin on Roman, or Cody gets the pin on The Rock, or whatever.
Slow down. You're confusing me.
Whoever wins, I think.
You're too excited.
I know. I think your night one is where we'll see Rock turn on Roman, costing him that match, and then almost setting up for him to fail. But yeah, you have a good point to where they even bring that into night two.
Double turn.
Don't turn
it
until the next night. So I don't know. My prediction the first night is Cody gets the pin.
He hates when I'm right.
Cody gets the pin on The Rock, I think, on the first night, just to give him that extra bit of star power or whatever going into the night two. But it's going to maybe give him an injury, costing him something to where, go back to WrestleMania 30, Daniel Bryan wrestling, was it Triple H for the first match, then getting put into the main event with Batista and Randy Orton for the championship. And he was kind of like, you know, selling the injury, like he just wrestled a few hours ago.
His ribs were hurt.
Yeah, you got to tape it up, right? Yeah, so I feel like something's going to happen. We'll have some tape ribs for night two, get that little bit of a, you know, like sympathy for him. And then, I don't know, I'm saying night two, Cody versus Roman, it's going to be clean, in my prediction, and it's going to be a win. And that's going to be the end of the Bloodline story. And Cody is going to
be
finish
the end
the story.
Of you making predictions because you're wrong.
Well, we'll see what happens out there. Cooterman, AWP is back. We've come back off a nice little hiatus, whatever you want to call it. But no, this is just to get the ball started, just to get the ball rolling, right?
Pause. Never mind. Keep going.
Just to get the ball rolling again, you know, because we did, you know, our shows before this. I think we had a streak going for 3 years. It was like the longest consecutive show with a guest on every week. I want to have guests on. Maybe we can have them live in the studio, bring some of our friends in, bring some of our own little whack pack of a crew. You know, Jonathan Benjamin, one of the original hosts, Mike Colon, one of the hosts, Minority Mike, bring them back on the show for some interviews, some talk. Get everybody involved. Maybe since we're in Beacon, at Beacon Podcasting, we get some local fans in the area to talk some wrestling with us.
Oh, great. That's what I want. I want to talk to a bunch of marks. That's fantastic. It's bad enough talking to you. You want to add more people into this thing?
Yeah,
crazy.
More the merrier, you know. But once again, guys, you know, thanks to Sal. Thanks to Beacon Podcasting. AWP, another wrestling podcast, is back. We're not going away anytime soon. So this is it, Cooter. We're coming back. Maybe we'll break it into seasons. But we're back. I don't know. There's a lot of things that could happen. I mean, don't check out anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. We lost the name. We might get it back.
Did you put tape on the fucking poster?
I had to add some kind of...
You cheap bastard.
That was the WW and that was the com in the back. So we don't go to anotherwrestlingpodcast.com. It's nothing anymore. It's
low
not a porn
budget,
thing. But
cheap bastard.
I should have kept the site, but I was like, I didn't think we were going to do it anymore. So they could come back. But in the meantime, Another Wrestling Podcast on YouTube... You know, on Twitter, A Wrestling Pod, Instagram, Another Wrestling Podcast, Facebook, Another Wrestling Podcast. Those links are still working. We're going to have this show up, though. Make sure you check us out. Like us, subscribe to us. Send in all the hate mail to Angry Cooter about whatever you want.
And we take donations, so if you get us a new banner, Credo won't look so bad.
But unless, if I get the .com name, I could rip the tape off and it'll be good. But, you know, thanks, guys. We'll see you in a few weeks in a new place at Beacon Podcasting. And stay tuned, right?
Yeah. What he said.
So you guys are in an actual studio now with Sal?
Yeah, Ma, we're moving up in the world.
Do you think he could do some cool shit and add auto-tune to my voice?
Oh, my God.
I'm the angry fucking mom!